That's right, Hank Mobley, with he's of course on tenor sax, with a title track of his 1960 album, and it's called Soul Station. Along with Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on double bass, and Art Blakey on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Beatrice Lead, and thanks for being with me again today. We should do this every day. We should get together every day. Alrighty. Well, just a little note, and I wonder who might get the answer to this. According to a preliminary assessment by the Department of Homeland Security, what did they say is the most lethal threat to the United States right now? Any takers? Any guesses? To repeat, according to the Department of Homeland Security, what is the greatest or the most lethal threat to the United States right now? Any takers? Well, we could leave it there and have you ponder. It's a very interesting thing. It is all the more interesting that it is part of a preliminary assessment. I thought they might have gone beyond that. Oh, we have a taker. Ma'at from New York, you're on the air. What, according to the Department of Homeland Security, is the most lethal threat to the United States right now?
Yes, I first want to send love and greetings to the beloved family, including you, Beatrice. I think I know the answer. And I've been, there were some problems with the phone lines. I've been trying to respond to your treatise on Thursday. So after I answer the question, I hope I can have something to say on that, because I thought it was kind of brilliant. First of all, if it's Department of Homeland Security, which is even more, we know the intelligence has sort of, you know, they don't dare go in certain directions with Trump, who doesn't even read his briefings. But I think that what they're saying is that trying to emphasize that China and Iran more active players. They're trying to divert the public from what's happening with Russia, which is rearmed. And, you know, the Senate actually came out with a report.
Wait a minute. So could you answer the question?
Yes. I said that. I think
what is the answer?
I think that they're trying to divert attention from what Russia is actually doing around the election. I mean, they actually got into state
boards.
But
what did they say? What did they say?
They're trying to say that China and Iran is equally or even more so being a threat or interfering in the election, which is not true.
Well, okay. Guess what? That's not it. That's not it. Good answer, but that's not it. Ashley from Westchester, what did the Department of Homeland Security say in a preliminary assessment or report is the most lethal threat to the United States today?
White supremacist groups.
Thank you.
All right. I'll let everybody else get on the line because I want to hear what other people have to say. Okay. Hope you're well.
What did they say? Repeat your answer.
It's white supremacist groups in this country that are the most lethal threat. Homegrown terrorism. They're worse than international terrorists.
What do you think about that?
I'm surprised they said it. I am very surprised they said that. But hey, it's real, though. It's been going on for a long time. It took them a long time to get to it.
You think it took a long time to get to it? But are you...
Oh, yeah, for them to admit it outright like that.
Are you with it, or are you not in agreement with it?
Oh, I'm in full agreement with it. Oh, definitely. Very much in agreement with it. Like I said, it took them too long to get to it. It's been going on for a very long time. 400 years plus.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ashley, for your call.
All right.
You nailed it.
I miss you.
You got it.
I miss you on Talk Back, you know, when you were on WBAI.
But I'm here, so no need
to
miss
well,
you.
Yeah. That's why I try to listen to you every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to be brief.
Thank you. Deborah from Connecticut. I applaud you for calling in, but the answer has already been given.
Okay. It was white supremacy, but then they reduced it to like domestic terrorism.
Well, they didn't reduce it. That's not a reduction when they say.
Well, they kind of softened the blow in relationship
and/or domestic terrorism.
Yeah, well, they softened it from the whites. From white supremacy, which is that's been going on for ages anyway.
Yes, but does it surprise you just the same that the Department of Homeland Security, which is not used to issuing startling reports like this, that this would be its preliminary report?
No, I don't feel like I was surprised by the statement with what's been happening in the street and the Boogaloo Boys and the gun-toting, not so much protesters, but the folks out there that are creating havoc in the street. I'm not surprised that they finally came up with the truth. It seems like the truth is being revealed in relationship to the question you were asking the other day. It's like the hidden hand is being shown, as far as I'm concerned. So that's what I think about it.
What would you say? I don't want to push you too hard, but what would you say is the implication of what this supposedly draft assessment says? What is the implication, as far as you're concerned?
What is the implication in far as what are they implying in relationship to saying that?
Yes, what,
making that statement?
What is the obvious the magnitude of what they're saying. Is it extremely unusual? Is it something that should now perk us up? Is it something that gets us to having a national discussion? What do you think?
Well, I think that with what has been going on in the streets and with all of the killings of our brothers and sisters that have taken place, finally they've come up and revealed some truth that we all know. So I don't know if that, you know, will answer anything that you're asking me, but it's something that should have been stated a long time ago. But we've been living under such, conspiracy in terms of lies that are being told or things that are denied, that they've for whatever reason finally have revealed that to be a major, deterrent.
Well, they called it a lethal threat. Those are some powerful words.
Well, with what's happening in the street, it makes me fearful as to what could actually break out. I mean, they're already killing, terrorists already killing our brothers and sisters. Randomly, the police are doing it, but it looks like, I know that, or at least I see that the white revolutionaries are in the street with their guns. If they can go to a Capitol with their guns, and they're just parading through the street with their guns, that young 17-year-old literally shot someone, and he was given a bypass, like they say in the Force Be With You. He had that force that made him invisible, almost. So
you kind of faded with us here. Okay, Ed from Jamaica, what do you
Thank
think
you.
About this preliminary report? Hello, Ed? Is Ed with us? Okay, we'll move on. Tony from Orlando, are you there?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in. What do you think about this report, this preliminary, or they're calling it a draft assessment?
Well, from what I determined, you had the two callers, one that said that it was white supremacist groups that were a threat, the major threat. Then you had another caller say that they had reduced it to domestic terrorist threat. Now, from what that looks like to me is that they're pretty much are setting this up to eventually go after political groups such as like Antifa and the like to deem them terrorist groups. I see it as a tool that they're going to use to crack down on opposition groups, in my opinion. I don't think it's a good thing.
You don't think so? Now,
no, because it's not what it looks to be. I think it's something, it's something bigger and more sinister than what it looks to be.
Does it strike you as being, in a sense, anticlimactic? Isn't this something that we've been talking about in this country for quite a while?
No. I think this is just part of the government, the federal government, giving itself more power to clamp down on people's expression, whether you're on the left or the right, whatever. I believe they're gonna use this. Let's say, pretty much everybody, from what I understand, thinks that Trump's gonna win again. If he wins again, and this thing goes through, remember, this is a Trump presidency that we have right now. And if they're doing this during his presidency, do you think he's going to do something like this to hurt his supporters or to, embolden his supporters? So you got to be careful with a lot of this stuff, because sometimes they'll throw it out there and make it look like something when it's actually something else that they're trying to pull over us.
Okay, what would the something else be?
Like I said, like right now, there's a lot of people on the right talking about designating Antifa, whatever, however you want to call it, as a terrorist group in the United States. So people who sympathize with Antifa don't even realize that this, by declaring what they declared, is going to be used against them. So it looks like it's something that's being it's something that's going to protect you against extremist people from the right, when in fact the right might use it against the people on the left.
What is significantly missing from that simple statement about white supremacy being the most lethal threat to the United States?
Like I said, I don't think it's I don't think this system is going to cannibalize itself. The system itself is white supremacy. So I don't believe that the system is going to designate itself as the most lethal threat. That's why you have to be careful when they do these kind of things as to what their true intentions are.
True. But when they mention specifically white supremacy as the most lethal threat to the United States, what is the implication? What were you expecting to be included in a statement like that?
Examples of particular groups. There's a lot of examples of particular groups that they can name, you know, that they've allowed to continue to push hatred in the country, but like I said, they're not going to really, truly call themselves out.
Okay,
I think you got to be careful with this. I just think you have to be really careful as to what you're wishing for in these type of circumstances, because it can end up biting you in the rear. You know what I mean? It can come back at you.
As a preliminary statement, it is quite significant what is missing here. And I was hoping you would point us in the right direction.
I don't have all the answers, unfortunately, but you can give someone else a try. I just wanted to point out that when they pass these, when they make these kind of statements, a lot of times they're very deceptive in their intentions. So that's all I wanted to add to the discussion.
I think you were right on track, and you hit the nail on the head. I was just pushing to see whether you could go just a little further down the road. But thank you so much, Tony, for calling in. Ethan from Brooklyn. What strikes you about that statement?
What struck me about it was that they would actually, that as far as I know, the people who are doing this assessment might fall into that category of, you know, descriptive of white people, and then they're talking about themselves, or not themselves specifically, but just that they would actually call, like previous caller said, call it out, that white supremacy, but then you see them walk it back. So that's what struck me about it. And what I thought when you asked the question about implication, I'm thinking this, if at this stage and point that you would actually mention that, it has to be really bad about what they know these groups are planning and looking to do for you to make that announcement. You know, it's not like they didn't know these groups were in existence all this time. But for that to become the assessment that this is the greatest threat, then that they really have to see some serious intel, I would think, that says there's really something afoot, as opposed to them just being in existence.
That's a good observation. Anything you could think of as being so obvious here that it should worry us, that it is not so much what was said, although that is significant, but what is not said?
I
even
thought
in a
that...
small statement like that.
Well, I did think that not identifying groups, because they tend to identify groups when they have these assessments. I think before they would say this group is a threat, this nation's a threat. So they identify, this was an ideology they identified as opposed to an actual organization. So then if you're talking about an ideology, that could be anybody that lives with that ideology. So that goes from the White House right on back to every other institution across the board.
All right. See what happens when you start asking. It's just one sentence we've been discussing so far. Just a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see how complex it is?
Well, you know,
it's to this one sentence.
When we have Professor Lee helping us unpack it, yes, there is.
Well, can I give you a little hint? Because I feel a little merciful today.
Okay.
When statements like this are made, you know, that white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States, naturally, the unfinished sentence brings us to the dynamic that we're accustomed to, which is white versus white.
Everyone else.
Everyone else, but certainly.
White versus black. Mm-hmm.
There you go. And that raises a whole new level of questions. Why would they say specifically white supremacy and not define it in terms of the discussion the whole nation has been having for years about white supremacy? And it is in the context of whites, radical whites, versus you have groups, all kinds of groups, Latino groups, Asian groups, you have women, you have all kinds of groups on the other side of this formula. But they never identified who might be.
And who's the victim or who's the potential threatened party.
Is that significant?
Yeah. I mean, right. Because if you say white supremacy, well then the other side of that was, well, what does white supremacy target?
Okay.
And so, like, if you said if it was some group from wherever, if they're targeting America, then they're targeting America. Now, if you're saying this group, the American threat is an internal threat from a particular group that has white supremacist leanings or is white supremacy as their philosophy, then they are threatening a particular group of people. So now that means the government has to be responsible for protecting that group of people. If you think these people are a threat to them, if they're the number one threat in America, then you have to now start, then the government who's issuing this assessment should now be putting in, you know, protocols to protect, to one, go after that organization, and then two, to protect the people who they're targeting. Because that's what defense is about, right? Once you assess who's threatening you, then you go about setting up a defense and or an attack strategy to neutralize the to neutralize the opponent, so or the offensive party. So,
and the statement presupposes what? Just one sentence. You see how much trouble it's causing?
presupposes that we all have the same understanding, the same reference point, the same. We all interpret it the same way.
Yes, but also it presupposes that we should be prepared for further developments with respect to the statement. Right? They're declaring that the Department of Homeland Security, this is high level stuff, has deemed that white supremacy is the most lethal threat. Listen to the words they're using. The most lethal threat to the United States. It presupposes you know what a lethal threat is and that you shouldn't have any trouble when they develop the sentence in another chapter. We will now explain to you what white supremacy is. We'll now explain to you what is a lethal threat, and we will now explain what we are prepared to do to counter a lethal threat. Don't you expect something of that sort to come later?
Yes, but in the way things are delivered to us, the public, you never get anything that comprehensive, right? You just get the sensational headline, and then the whole issue just disappears. You'll never know what that all leads to, but they'll just throw it out there, and then we're on to, you know, the sportscasting version of
it. We know, because we're thoroughly familiar with what white supremacy is. That's what it supposes. We understand what white supremacy is. So they just said white supremacy, whatever that is, which they have not explained, is the most lethal threat to the United States. That gets us ready for some things that we don't even know.
Right.
Mm. You did a great job. Thanks so much.
I was trying hard. Thank you.
Huh?
Take care. I said I tried hard.
Well, you did, and you did well. Thank you so much. Sharif of New York.
Hello.
What are you thinking about this one little sentence? Why is it causing so much trouble?
Because they don't want to say it outright, but what they're saying is Donald Trump.
That's what they're saying, Donald Trump?
Yeah, because he's behind it. You go to the base. If you're going to attack something, you get the root of it. And he's the one that's causing this problem. It got those people started up.
And but before I go out, the advantage, what would be the sense in doing something like that, saying a back door to attacking Donald Trump?
Well, they don't want to say it right straight out in person because they're the Homeland Security, and that's a large part of America. You have to understand who came to this country, who took this country, who killed off half of the Indians, who enslaved the so-called Africans, and now this guy is dividing the country. It's going toward a civil war. What these people are saying is this: we kidnapped these people, we brought them over here, we enslaved them. Now they're taking over the country. And a good example of that is so-called what they call Black Wall Street. You see, that's their biggest fear. The same people they kidnapped and enslaved will eventually go back to the top. And that's what's going to happen, you know? If it's not an intervention. And they don't just
when
want to
you
come out.
Read a sentence like that. What does it prepare you for? What's the next level after they have declared it to be a lethal, the most lethal threat to the United States? What comes after that?
Well, it's try to disintegrate it, break it up. You go to war.
Okay.
And they don't want to just say Trump right offhand because a lot of people are behind him, and they don't want to divide America. But they know what it is. They just don't want to say Donald Trump. See, when you look at an organization like that, you look at the foundation and the base. Who precipitated all this? We didn't have this 10 years ago. Yes, we did. It started mostly when Obama came in there. That stirred up a lot of things in people. They didn't like the idea of we brought a so-called kid. We kidnapped the guy, brought him over here, enslaved him. Now he's at the top and we at the bottom. This is ours. We killed all the Indians. This is ours. They've taken it over. That's their fear. That is their fear. Now, at the base of who precipitated all this so-called whites. Well,
but
for one thing,
who
are
they that you're talking about? Who are they?
It's the Homeland Security, the deep state, right. CIA.
Well, they're not so deep. They're out there, right?
Yeah, not
saying...
really, yet. NSA, CIA, FBI. You know, these are all the folks that really together run this country, you know? And they see this guy is breaking it up. You know, they don't want to come out and say Donald Trump because he has a lot of support in this country. So they want us to say it. But it's Trump behind that. He sparked all that or precipitated it.
Well, Sharif, you just put some other stuff on the table for us to consider. And it was supposed to be just one sentence, but you took us way down the road.
Okay, I'll put it in one word. Donald Trump.
Thank you very much for your call today.
You're very welcome. And I hope your health continues to improve. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Harvey from Berkeley, what have you to say? What does this sentence mean? What does it conjure up? What does it prepare us for? What is the point of saying this at this time?
Well, wonderful, Eutrice.
Same one to you, Harvey.
When they say the word lethal, I think that the true lethal threat to America at this time is climate destabilization, which will accelerate racial problems.
They didn't say that.
I know.
We have to go with exactly what they said. What they said was, this is the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
White supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States.
Well,
when you
make
a statement like that, and as a policy-making body, as an official part of government, does that signify?
To me, first of all, it's distraction. I call it homeland insecurity, and you know, I'm sitting here in Berkeley. The sky looks like it's nighttime at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's red, like as if it's a late dusk, and I've never seen this before. It's apocalyptic. It turns out that the out-of-control forest fires are closing in on the Bay Area and much of Northern California, and it looks like nighttime out of the window right now. People are freaking out. With the out-of-control forest fires, with the droughts, the Colorado River, people running out of water, mass migration due to climate destabilization, the amount of hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and ocean rise, that is the most lethal threat to the United States at this time. And of course, the Trump administration is a wholly owned subsidiary, as I mentioned, of the fossil fuel industry. It's our excessive use of coal, oil, gas, and methane that is creating this. And if you remember, in New Orleans,
okay,
when they had...
You're very crafty, but we have to come back to the subject.
Uh-huh.
I understand and appreciate that you have a very high degree of concern about the climate. We're talking about this one sentence. I didn't expect it to cause all this problems. But it's interesting. One little sentence.
Yeah. Well, again,
white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States, says the Department of Homeland Security in a draft assessment. Mm-hmm. Well, when you take all those words together, what do you come up with?
I couple up with distraction. Distraction. And everybody who called before me is correct in what they said. But I believe that there is a bigger lethal problem that is will affect America, and that is our use of the fossil fuels that is going to create real lethal problems to everyone, including the African American community. It's affecting us all, and we who are sitting here in California, we're not thinking when we look out of our window right now. We're not thinking racial. We're thinking, oh my God, this is almost biblical in its manifestation of strangeness. Where is the sun? The sun isn't there. It's all dark skies at 11 o'clock in the morning, like, and the air is foul. We're talking about real death here, real lethal problems, and I think it affects all of us. And so that would be a distraction on the part of Homeland Insecurity to make us look in another direction, away from the way our infrastructure is set up, because the way our infrastructure is set up will lead to the demise of many, many Americans.
All right. Well, thank you. You gave it a different twist, and thank you.
Thank you.
Willie from Brooklyn, what does that sentence mean? What does it prepare you for?
Good afternoon, beloved, and the PRN family. Well, when you say white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the nation, well, the way I'm looking at it is not what you mean, because white supremacy, America is white supremacy as far as for our African people. Period. We've been living with that for 400 years. So all of a sudden, for you to now say it, I know, and most of us who knows, we know better. If white supremacy is a lethal threat, that simply means
a lethal threat, meaning life-threatening.
Right, lethal. That would mean to me, white supremacy is a lethal threat. That would mean black, the counter to white supremacy would be people of color. And I think they're saying black supremacy that's what they really mean. And I think it's tied to that those brothers who are in defense of black people. They're not no supremacists or nothing like that. They're saying that they are militia, NFAC. I think that's what this is all about, because Edgar Hoover said the greatest threat to America is a charismatic black leader, and that was a policy of the United States to destroy any black leader that could organize and unite African people. Period.
But they're saying something the exact opposite now. They're saying white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States, to the entire United States. This is quite a statement.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I figure out of it is that they are going to use white supremacy to go after the NFAC. That's all. From my judgment.
The NFAC.
Yes.
What is the NFAC?
It's a black militia that are working in defense of Breonna and Aubrey, that brother in Georgia. These are the brothers that are coming to the defense of black people who have been shot down in this country unjustly by the police.
So why, if that's the case, if they meant to target that group, why would they say white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States? Why draw attention to them at all?
Well, that I can't answer. I don't know why they're doing this, but I knew it has nothing to do with white supremacy because Donald Trump is himself is a white supremacist. This nation is white supremacist, period. So to make a statement like that is anti-American, in my judgment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for contributing today. David from Brooklyn, you're on the air. What does this conjure up in your mind?
Discussion, and what comes to my mind is this. I mean, I agree with most of the previous callers, and I'm thinking about the whole history of this slave republic has been one of policy by the ruling class that created this nation and still runs it, and they're on steroids now, has been a policy of white supremacy. That is the signature way they have of exploiting all the people by this policy that we call white supremacy. So I see this, anybody makes a statement in government like that, that creates a big contradiction because white supremacy is, as I see it, the signature move to control and run the people by the small ruling class. So we cannot forget that this statement doesn't make much sense. They have something else in mind. And what I'm thinking or guessing is some way to hamstring any opposition to white supremacy. That's what they're really, I think, thinking about. Not destroying white supremacy, because that is what has been with us through the whole history of the United States. So there's something wrong with a statement like that, and it's a contradiction as I see it, and they have something else in mind, and it's probably something to deal with the opposition to white supremacy, and that's what they're really talking about, but they can't say it at all. They can't say they're there to put down people, so-called phenotype black people or what they call people of color, you know. So they said about something about white supremacy with a wink and a nod, with a wink and a nod. That's the way David sees it. And, you know, I can't believe that they really mean to get rid of white supremacy. That doesn't make sense. And I just want to say I will be on with you two tomorrow, Brother David from Brooklyn Speaks. Okay, that's the way I look at it.
All righty, thank you. You see how much trouble we get into when we look closely? It's just one sentence. One sentence. But when you pay attention to each word in that sentence, you get a whole different picture. The sentence is very straightforward, very simple. White supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States, according to the Department of Homeland Security in a draft assessment. It causes trouble. And it's causing the kind of trouble that is causing us, in turn, to now look at the sentence very carefully, to parse it. What does this mean? What are they talking about? First of all, to introduce white supremacy as a brand new concept. White supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States. Well, what are the other threats? More lethal than what? Have we not been dealing with white supremacy for 400 years? Why is it news now? What is in the wings that might be about to happen to now revive this whole concept of white supremacy? And with a new twist, what is that twist going to be? This is how you have to read. You read, as I used to give a talk called Reading Between the Lies. The lies. You cannot just read and, you know, you stop at the literal words that are on a page. You read between the lies, and then you get a whole different interpretation. Sometimes you have to read a thing four and five times to say, wait a minute, I just missed that. But what is it that I just missed? I've got to go back to this one sentence is causing all this trouble with us today. Henry from Chicago, please save us.
Oh my God, if you're depending on me to save you.
Small wow. Feet, small work for you.
Okay, so everybody has drawn conclusions in regards to, you know, the deception of this whole sentence. And, you know, I agree with that. But, you know, I guess you're laying into the question of how are we being deceived in regards to this? Because, you know, the sentence actually makes sense. You know, and it is true. White supremacy has been lethal to us for, you know, for 400 years. But, you know, I see this as like biblical interpretation. You know, what are the words are saying in a historical and exegetical context? You know, what is the original writers trying to convey to the people? And I see it as white supremacy being separated from racism. And because I guess they're trying to define white supremacy as a more extreme version of racism. But, you know, for me, in according to my what I believe is white supremacy, basically the sentiment of white supremacy is racism. And so when you try to tear apart both of these, you know, words, then you say, okay, so the KKK is racist, but, you know, not anybody that works for, you know, Joe Biden or even Donald Trump. You know, some people might say that, you know, he's not a racist because he's never said the N-word. But, you know, that's what they want to define. They want to define, you know, the people who are racist are the ones who, you know, say the N-word, they lynch black people, but, you know, nobody like Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, they can't be racist, you know. So that's the way I kind of look at that, as, you know, the extremity of racism being just one-sided.
Now, that's an interesting angle. So by calling it white supremacy, in other words, they're indicating we're going straight to the point. We're not trying to cover up anything. We're going straight to the point. This is white supremacy we're talking about, not racism. But you say, what's the difference?
To me, they're synonyms. White supremacy and racism is the same term. But, you know, they're trying to tear it apart, saying that, you know, white supremacy is extreme. So what they're basically trying to do is basically refining white supremacy or refining racism. You know, the nicer racists are the better people, whereas, you know, the racists who, you know, use the N-word and string up black people on trees, those are the racists right there.
But look and what they're saying, Henry.
What was that?
The added dimension here is that it is no longer a quarrel between whites and blacks. It is white supremacy that is endangering the entire United States. That's kind of new to take a position like that, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. But that's the whole thing. They want you to focus on a certain kind of racist and not focus on, you know, the refined races that, you know, we may see every day. Because obviously there are white people who are racist who will smile in your face, call you Mr. and Mrs., you know, but, you know, it on the back end, they might be saying the N-word or they might be doing things like a racist might be your local banker who may reject you for a loan but give the loan to a white couple who has, you know, much worse credit than you. This is how redlining started.
Does the statement prepare you as the person reading it or hearing it for an escalation on a whole different level of what constitutes white supremacy as being different from what we have come to appreciate as racism?
Does this prepare me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Well, see, now you're putting me in trouble.
Okay.
In other words, we are used to the reference of racism. Mm-hmm. As a broad application, you know, people hating each other by virtue of their race, but with the understanding, the implication is that whites, even when they disagree, or even if they do agree, they're still a superior, quote unquote, race.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when they say in a statement like this that white supremacy is a threat to the United States, they're creating an interesting new dilemma and problem, because how do you explain to whites, those whites who are racist but don't sound like racists?
Well,
or
you
don't
know
act
that,
like racists.
Okay, so I think I get your question, but it goes to an historical aspect of what racism is. And, you know, one of my favorite guests on your show, Dr. Gerald Horn, I'm actually reading his book, The Dawning of the Apocalypse. And he lays this out perfectly about the historical context of race.
Yes.
Because the thing is that race was never in earlier human history has never been a description of a group of people. Race was a European construct where white people defined race. We never defined race. So when we talk about race, we're not just talking about a group of people that just hate each other because of, you know, the color of their skin or phenotype. It goes deeper than that. And this is why I use the synonym of white supremacy and racism as synonyms, because white people were the people who defined race.
Absolutely. And they attacked other whites for not being white enough.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't qualify as whites. And I had one caller, and that's what I was trying to point out to her. She's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't qualify to be white. They were not white until fairly late in the game.
Yeah, Irish, Italian, they weren't considered white neither.
They were swarthy people.
Yes, yes.
Waiting for the swarthy revolution. But anyway, I thank you all. This was all about one sentence. One sentence, and look at the depth and breadth of meaning in that one sentence. And still, the official report is, well, they've dealt with it. They've reported it. Now, when you say, well, you made a statement. Now let's talk about the statement that you just made and the implications of it. What do you mean by white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the United States? Now we've got to get into that. Let's give it a try soon. But thank you so much for calling in today. I didn't expect this much participation in it, but I am very grateful, and I love the fact that you got into it. So we'll get into it again. But in the meantime, thank you so much, and let's meet up again tomorrow and talk about something else. Bye-bye.